Savings and 12-month interest-free financing ends Labor Day at Sleep America. See store for details. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
I'm an M. Regal, a German MI. Never auto even if I had a high five. Madam, I'm Adam, too hot to hoot.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Al, Weird Al does Bob Dylan, I guess, huh?
We spent
most of the show today talking to you about digital camera issues, advice, lots of resources on our website if you missed the show, and the audio archive, so you can actually listen to the passages you missed earlier in the show.
If you missed last week's show or the week before.
Well, it depends, as long as we've actually captured the audio and sent it up.
We've at least got resources, if nothing else.
Yeah, datadoctors.com is the web address. Datadoctors is the name of the company. We fix computers and work on technology during the week, and then come and bring the knowledge of the real world to the rest of you. Every Saturday here is our, 11th, 12th year? I don't remember. I lost count.
It's,
I think it'll be 12 in March.
There's an X in the Roman numerals in there somewhere and some other like stuff. That.
Anyway, we appreciate everybody chiming in with their advice. We've got some additional words of nuggets of knowledge from Larry, who's got a Canon digital camera. And Larry, what's your two cents on the digital camera situation?
Okay, I got a Canon Palmerset 820.
Nice.
And I got the camera, it was about, 2002, something like that.
It's about the size of a pack of cigarettes, isn't it?
2001. Maybe about that size. And I started taking pictures, and I was downloading them on my computer, and they're really good. The only thing is I didn't have no prints, so I went out and bought a Hewlett-Packard PhotoSmart printer, and it's also the printer's also got the little card reader slots on it.
Right, you don't even have to involve the computer now, do you?
No, you don't have to, but you can also put that card in there, and it'll download them on there and download them right to your computer for you.
Correctamundo, yep.
Yeah.
Now, you can actually have a mobile developing station now with these photo printers. You can take one of those with you somewhere and lots of photo paper and forget the computer, and you can actually just print stuff right out. A lot of them have real simple cropping, zooming in and cropping capabilities right in the printer.
I've seen that. It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's hard to think about film nowadays, isn't it?
I do a lot of DVDs, too. So.
Oh, do you?
I get into everything like that.
All right.
I really enjoy it.
So you like your PowerShot, right?
Oh, I love the PowerShot, and I love doing the pictures. The pictures are easy. It's really simple.
Yep.
It's not that hard. I can do from the camera to the computer and get them all downloaded. Each picture will take me about 3 minutes to do an 8x10.
Larry's telling you all. Thank you, Larry. Larry's telling you all, hey, it's easy. Don't be afraid. Go to the light. How about Scott? Do we have time for Scott?
He's got advice that I think we might like.
Yeah, guys, I love the show, by the way. I listen all the time.
Thank you.
I just bought a Nikon D100, and one of the reasons I got the D100 was I could use my old lenses on the new digital camera.
Okay, so you have an SLR.
Yes.
Okay, an SLR meaning that you've got interchangeable. I mean, it means a lot more than that, but you've got the interchangeable lenses.
Exactly.
And you were actually able to take your old lenses from your film camera and actually interchange them onto your digital camera.
Exactly, which is nice if you've invested a lot in lenses.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're buying lenses for SLRs, you've invested some coin there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, besides that, it's more what you see is what you get. With CCD cameras, you look through a little tiny viewfinder. With the SLR, you're actually looking through the same lens that the camera's shooting through, so you see exactly the same thing you'll be taking a picture of.
Yeah, it's not like pretend images, right?
Exactly.
Well, the other thing, folks, if you're taking digital cameras and you're using that LCD to go, oh, that was a good shot, if you don't zoom in on the picture when you take the shot, you'll be surprised how many of them, when you download them to the computer, are very, very blurry because that little LCD doesn't show you the sharpness. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For chiming in. That's a great point there. If you've got traditional camera equipment, look for that same manufacturer in the digital.
Yes.
Because the lenses may transfer. Save you a boatload of money.
And definitely, to be sure, it wouldn't hurt you to take a few of those lenses down to the camera store where you're going to buy and say, hey, can I try a couple of these out to make sure before, because it may make a lot of sense then to spend that extra couple bucks on an SLR and be able to take advantage of your old technology.
Bottom line, the stuff is fairly easy to work with. It's fun. It's great. It's fantastic for going on vacations, so on and so forth. If you're not into it yet, you might want to visit our website, datadoctors.com, and get the encouragement you need to take the step. Lots of knowledge there for you to make good decisions.
If you missed any part of the show, again, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section, check out all the stuff. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll send a follow-up out next week.
And thanks to our musical director, my son, Taylor, and reminding you, if it ain't broke,
fix it till it is.
See you next week.